This is the West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. The Liberal Democrat Ben Chapelard has become the new leader of Tunbridge Wells Borough Council. The Conservatives had been in control of the council for the past 24 years, but they suffered sweeping losses at the local elections earlier this month. Residents were angry that the Conservatives had spent £10 million on a proposal for a new theatre and council office building in Calverley Gardens that was later abandoned. Now the Liberal Democrats have got together with Labour, One Independent and the Tunbridge Wells Alliance Party to form an agreement to run the council for the next year. Ben Chapelard is a teacher in North Kent. He'll be cutting back his teaching hours to allow him to take on his new role as Tunbridge Wells Borough Council leader. Just after his election, he told me about his plans.
I'm very excited about the possibility of doing good for our borough.
What do you think is the highest priority, the biggest problem that you're facing coming in as leader of the council?
So for us, the first priority is to basically audit the council's finances to understand what the financial position is. We know we're running annual deficits.
What was the amount that the reserves had to be raided last year to cover the deficit?
The Conservatives raided reserves by £944,000 to balance the books, and the reserves are dwindling every year, year on year, and they are going to run out. And if we don't do something about it, we're going to be in a very serious financial problem.
So it sounds like some difficult cuts are going to have to be made. Is it going to be easy to decide what to cut when you've got three parties in the coalition?
The borough partnership, as we call it, I think understand that we've all got to make some tough decisions. But the outcome is that we want to safeguard as many council services as we can. You know, but there are going to be difficult choices and decisions to have to be made. I think common sense will prevail and it has to be done. I would have said that this kind of conversation should have happened over successive previous Conservative administrations.
The Cabinet is the key decision-making body of the Council. It's been revealed that four members of the Cabinet will now be from the Liberal Democrats, two will be from Labour, and another two from the Tunbridge Wells Alliance. One of those Alliance Cabinet members is David Haywood. What did he think would change now?
Well, it's a new administration, which is completely different from anything we've had in the last 24 years or so. I think when the party started in 2018, the roots of it were the Calverley Square vanity project, but I think since then we've proven that we're not a one-issue party, and now with this new borough partnership I think we're in a very good place. It's really exciting, we're all working together.
And you've got one of the key positions, what is it?
Yes, our governance and transparency on the Cabinet. The first thing we're going to look at is, of course, the transparency. You know, you have many contracts. The details of contracts are not very public. So we're going to make things so that the people can see where their money is being spent. And the governance, obviously, within the council, which is, you know, when you've had sort of what one could term an autocracy, hasn't really been conducive to engagement.
Tunbridge Wells Alliance councillor David Haywood on the first non-Conservative administration on the Borough Council in the 21st century. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.